Chapter 6. What we give is what we get. Life is a boomerang. Over 2,000 years ago, someone tried to tell mankind life is a boomerang, but we haven't completely gotten it yet. It's a simple message that people have refused to believe. What we give is what we get. We reap what we sow. Whatever we put out will boomerang back to us over time. Not just in money, but also in how we treat others. In dealing with other people, the most important question to ask ourselves is, how do I want to be treated by others? If you treat others with kindness, love, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, and generosity, that is what will come back to you later. If you are mean, angry, hateful, intolerant, unkind, unforgiving, or impatient, that will come back to you later. There are consequences for what you put out to the world, good or bad. It is easier to see the results of this truth in the lives of others. It is much harder to see it in our own lives and to connect the dots. That is especially true if what you have been giving to others has not been all that good. In that case, who wants to accept the responsibility for the negative returns? No one does. Your experience with life is generally a reflection of your own choices. That is, of what you have been giving to the world. This truth can be seen best in hindsight. It is a spiritual law that is revealed when it is honestly examined over time. Yet, so many of us do not understand or believe the cause and effect principle of this truth. Many people can't or won't connect the dots to accept this truth as fact. Is the problem that we don't know how to be honest with ourselves and take responsibility for making choices that bring pain and suffering into our lives? Or is the problem that we see some people who hurt others appearing to get away with it, at least temporarily? Most people assume no personal accountability for their negative experiences, blaming the world for giving them back what they put out. That mindset completely ignores the fact that the world's reactions to us are mostly a reflection of our own past and current behavior. Once we truly accept that this spiritual law applies, regardless of our beliefs, it will motivate us to stop hurting others. Drug dealers say, someone has to supply the demand. Drug dealers make money off the addiction of others. They often justify this by stating that they are only satisfying a demand. A dealer says, if I don't do it, someone else will do it, so why shouldn't I profit? Drug dealers justify selling drugs by blaming it on their customers. But the problem with that logic is ignorance. If you are harming others, enabling them to hurt themselves, you will pay a steep price down the road. If you're dealing drugs, you can tell yourself all kinds of excuses to justify making the money. But what are you really doing? You are participating in the destruction of people's health, families, and children. You are eliminating the user's ability to give to others, and the ripple effect is extremely negative. The price for this will be pain and suffering coming back to you indirectly or directly over time. Your actions have to be of a giving nature for your life to be good. What I dish out comes back. When I get angry and hurt someone else, I look back on it after a few minutes and think, crap, now I'm going to get that back. Somehow, some way, I know it's coming back to me. It's guaranteed because it's a cycle unless I make amends right away. If I am feeling and expressing anger and making someone else feel it, it will come back to me, sooner or later. When it does come back, if I can remember how I gave it out before, it's a little easier to take because I know I had it coming. I'm just paying a fine that's coming due. If you give insults, you will receive insults. I recently saw someone's post on Facebook that he thought was funny. It showed a picture of a small card that someone had printed out and left on a car windshield. The card said, "You suck at parking. The next time this happens, I'm going to key your car. Fair warning." I bet the person who had those cards printed for future use is getting back the same energy and attitude from others, not realizing that she or he is the problem and cause. Ignorance of this truth is the primary reason that people treat each other poorly. Do I want others to treat me with patience, tolerance, and kindness? If I do, I need to treat them with patience, tolerance, and kindness, especially when they are less than perfect. Do Do you get away with stealing if nobody sees it? Stealing is the opposite of giving. It is taking what does not belong to you from other people without their permission. Some of us tell ourselves any number of lies to justify stealing. But regardless of justifications, those people will pay a price later. They will suffer for choosing to steal. And I'm not just talking about being caught and sent to jail. I'm saying that even if they are not caught by the police, they will pay internally. That is guaranteed. It surprises me how many people are completely ignorant of that truth. The negative consequences that come later are meant to guide us into connecting the dots to understand that truth. There is a price to pay for stealing, whether or not we are caught. So we can never really get away with stealing, ever. Even if no one else knows we did it. The immediate benefit of stealing will be less than the punishment we pay later. There's no way around it. If we cheat others, we are only cheating ourselves in the future. You must realize that you won't get any true joy from anything you have stolen. It is all tainted, ill-gotten gains. You wonder why you are miserable and why bad coincidences seem to happen to you after you steal from others to survive. Try to justify it in your mind, thinking there's no price to pay if you don't get caught. But you will pay for it all eventually, whether you know that or not. That fate is guaranteed. Truth is not always what you want it to be. I suggest that if you ever have the urge to steal something, instead give something of yours away. As soon as you have the urge, give your resources, time, and attention unconditionally to someone. Give instead of taking. There's another paradox for you. Many times our answers to our questions are the complete opposite of what we expect. If you have stolen in the past, how do you reverse what is coming back to you? How do you correct it and turn it around? First, stop stealing immediately. Second, give back everything you have stolen as soon as possible. No excuses. Anonymously if necessary. Start giving above and beyond your resources and time. What do you want your future to be like? Do you want happiness, peace, and joy? You can always change your actions and start reversing them. You can start a good ripple effect at any moment. Otherwise, the feelings you desire will be absent and unavailable to you. It is never too late to start choosing a better future for yourself. The results of making money by benefiting others versus harming others. How do you make money? Money is usually traded for products or services that benefit others. But if you make money by cheating, stealing, or somehow harming others, then that money will bring you misery, meaning you will experience very little, if any, true happiness, peace, joy, or serenity. That is just the rule of the game, like it or not, know it or not. If the way you get money involves hurting others, that hurt will come back to you. There is always a price to pay down the line for harming others. The price will be that the people and things you love and want around you will eventually be taken away. The passing pleasures and distractions that you can buy with the money made through harming others are fruits from a poison tree. Sooner or later, those distractions will stop covering the wave of pain you are putting out that is coming back to you. No matter how much money you make, you are not going to be happy with it if the way you make it harms others. You will live a haunted life. Your sleep will have more nightmares than dreams. Peace and joy will completely elude you. You know the truth of this deep down inside. You are the only one who can change how you make your money, thereby changing the quality of your life and your future.